At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nari Pakai, and today I'm joined by curator of the St. Kilda Film Festival and First Nations Programming, Fred Gesha. Thanks for joining us, Fred.
Thanks for having me.
I gave a little bit of an intro there, but who are you and where are you from?
All right. I'm from the Miriam people, Murray Island in the Torres Straits on my dad's side. And my mum is Kanaka, South Sea Islander. But now from Tweed Heads in Bundjalung country. So
when it comes to your role in the St. Kilda Festival, what is First Nations programming within the festival?
So First Nations programming with the films that are submitted to the film festival, plus a range of other industry session. Professional development sessions that we run with the JMC Academy here in South Melbourne. That could be anything from doing makeup to props to social justice, protocols around filming Indigenous content to panel discussions. Then we usually link those with the film screenings. To musical performances.
So you've been working with St. Kilda Film Festival for about 10 plus years now, and every year brings new batch of storytellers and new unique stories. Can you share some of the people or films that audiences will see in this year's program?
So this is my 13th year with the festival. So this year, probably our best year with receiving submissions from First Nations filmmakers. That has been building over the years since I've been here, which is a great thing. It's so good to see the amount of films that are coming through, but also the different genres in which people are choosing to tell our stories through. Anything from post-apocalyptic zombie movies to action movies to superheroes. But this year also there's a large number of films produced and directed by First Nations female. So that's an amazing outcome for this year. And we'll be focusing on through the festival.
So when it comes to your role in the festival, what is it that you do as a producer, programmer of First Nations films?
So I program the films. I program the sessions. So the films that are submitted usually go to a selection panel that we're all voted on, and then the festival director leaves it up to me to put a session together. I put a special session together focusing on First Nations films and build a program around that. We usually involve music as well. We'll put a panel of experts together, and this year the panel will be made of all female film directors and producers and actors, and they mostly will come from the films that have been submitted. There's a lot to work off with this year, and that helps a lot. In the previous years where we haven't had that many submissions, then I've had to go to places like the NFSA, the National Film Sound Archives, and trawl through the ABC archives where I can find films that will suit our programs and what we're trying to show through the film festival.
So we can't talk about every film that comes across your way, but are there any films this year that you're really excited for audiences to see?
Like I said, with the films that have been submitted, and we have a special session just focusing on First Nations female directors and producers. So there's a great range of films there. Some of the names, there's Motherhood in the Colony. There's a film called Fence. There's Reimagining Our Futures and a film called Speaking Up, which is, they'll all be shown in the one session. There's a great theme happening there, and it's all about raising children. It's all about motherhood and bringing up children within the colony. I think the highlight will be our focus on female First Nations filmmakers this year, and the quality of the films that have come in, and the quality of the people who will be on the discussion panel talking about these films after the screening. It'll be a great session for anyone to attend. We've already got some community groups attending with some of the rehab groups, with working with the local women in this community here. We do give out complimentary tickets to community and community organisations. The film festival is really for everyone. There's films for all sorts, but this will be a very special session and one that we're really focusing on for this year's film festival.
I'm sure many of the filmmakers are no stranger to you, as some have submitted yearly showing off their films. What would be your advice to novice storytellers and filmmakers who are coming in wanting to be part of St Kilda Film Festival?
Oh, look, just if you have a film submitted, and that's the best way to get advice and all that sort of stuff, and how your film stands up against other films, not just First Nations films, but films right through, I mean, just all the films that have been submitted. But also, because we do offer a range of networking, industry networking events, professional development events, they're really great to come to network, to get new advice, to meet other filmmakers, and, you know, to get great advice on how to get your career going.
For anyone who's looking out to catch any of the films during the film festival, where can they find programming or more information?
Yeah, well, it's all on the St Kilda Film Festival website. You can just click on the film that you want to see, and it will come up with the session times, and then we'll take you to where you can get tickets. All the information's there about transport, everything that's happening, all the other events, the networking events, all the special sessions, the professional development sessions. All the information that you need is on our website.
So I want to thank you for coming on and having a yarn with us and telling us all about the film festival.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
That was Fred Geisha, curator and head of First Nations film and programming at the St Kilda Film Festival. Grand opening night is at the Palais Theatre on the 6th of June, with the First Nations Women in Film showing on Sunday, 8th of June at the St Kilda Town Hall. You're listening to NITV Radio.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.